How have you decided what to do with the option? Do you think they'll use it as much again, or how have you approached it this week?
Well, I think, it has and will create a major challenge for us defensively. I would think that when you rush for close to 300 yards certain things that you got a good chance, that we have a good chance to see it. I think it's a tough play to defend, specifically because, it's not a lot different than some of the wildcat terms and things like that you hear, but the advantage that Denver has is that their quarterback's running it. So that means you can throw and run, and you gain an extra defender essentially when you're running it. So, I think it's a great challenge. I would expect to see it. I wouldn't be sad if we didn't see it, but I think that it's a multi-dimensional offense becoming that more and more each week. You see that as guys get comfortable with what they're doing and who they're doing it with, and I think pretty impressive right now.
You're obviously been one of the more perplexing teams this year. A lot of good wins, and then the three losses by four touchdowns or more. How have you handled? I'm sure you've been asked that a few times. How have you? What's your explanation for that mystery?
Well, I think we're still a work in progress. There's no doubt about it. We're a young team, with a lot of young players, and we've had some issues to deal with, like everybody has had to deal with, and we've dealt with them real well at times and poorly at others. And I think that's what you get with teams that are kind of where we are. We're a team that's working hard to try to get better every day and every week, and we've been, I think, successful at that. It hasn't shown in results, and we've clearly not arrived at this point. We just need to, like everybody else, try to continue to be more and more consistent as the season goes on, and we're at that halfway point, and this AFC West is a four-horse race, clearly, and we've just got to make sure that we're making progress here as we go forward.
When was the last time you game-planned against the option?
Like I said, you see different forms of it, called different things, but Wildcat, there's a lot of similarities other than, like I said, the advantage is that the quarterback's running it. And when your quarterback's handling the football, it obviously, makes you two-dimensional as opposed to sometimes in Wildcat, you know that it's going to be run only. So, you have to defend the run in two different directions, and you have to defend the pass. So, like I said, it'd be a great challenge. I can't say that other than dealing with some wildcat and things like that, it's been a long time.
Did you pick somebody out to run it in practice, or do you have somebody who's done it before?
We have our backup quarterback Tyler Palko is a lefty, and he's very athletic, so we're going to count on him some, and then we have a big strong receiver that was a quarterback in high school that is fast and can throw and run, so we're going to have him do some, because obviously we don't want to be hitting our backup quarterback if we can help it. So it's going to be a full team project this week of just trying to make sure that we're ready in all three phases.
What are some of your frustrations with your pass rush these days?
I don't think that when we lose, I'm disappointed in all areas of our team. But I think that we've done a very good job of creating pressure on the quarterback. It hasn't translated in sacks, but as myself and our defensive staff and including Romeo, we sit down. Our goals as a defense don't involve sack numbers. It involves creating pressure on the quarterback that forces the quarterback to make decisions that are in our favor, not in theirs. And I think overall we've done a good job throughout the year of continuing to get better. Our entire team, like I said, we've made real good progress from the start in the face of some great challenges and made some adjustments and continue to move forward. And I'm sure that we won't go without needing more adjustments as we go forward because this is the NFL and you're dealt the hand you get, but at the same time, you got to be able to adjust as that hand changes.
You talk a little bit about Jackie Battle, kind of went from a bit player and he's leading your team in rushing now.
Well, I think, you know, that kind of falls in line with what I just spoke about. You know, I think, you know, one of the things you have to do to be a good team in the NFL consistently is develop the players that, you know, the players that are on your team the first year, you know, not just the first year guys. I mean, you got to develop your second, third, and even fourth year players have to continue to make progress and get better. And so when they get their opportunities, they're able to step in and contribute and help you hopefully continue to win games or to win games. And Jackie, you know, he didn't have a big role as a runner here early on, but he's been one of our major special teams players, and he's a guy that our assistant head coach and running back coach, Maurice Carthon, has done a terrific job with, and Jackie himself's done a great job of continuing to work and get better. And an opportunity arose through some injuries to give him and the rest of the running backs an opportunity or more of an opportunity, and I think those guys, Jackie included, have done a real good job of taking that opportunity and running with it, pardon the pun. So, you know, they, though, just like everybody else, we got to continue to just make progress and, you know, for us to get to where we want to get to.
What did you think of McGahee's effort last week?
Well, I've always thought a lot of Willis, you know, even going back, you know, to college and some of the adversity that he's had to deal with. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, he's doing a terrific, terrific job of taking advantage of his own opportunity. And that showed up really all season. I mean, the guy's he's running the ball very effectively. I think that shows and that, you know, you guys, Denver, has, you know, run the ball for more yards than, you know, almost every other team, you know, in the league. And he's a big, big part of that. I think he's on pace to have a terrific, terrific year. And I don't think it's by accident. I think he's a big, strong, fast back that whenever he's had opportunities and been healthy, he's a great challenge to defend as a defense. So, you know, I got to say that not surprised because I think he's a heck of a player.
Some teams have made a concerted effort to keep Champ away from their best receiver. How do you see that matchup with Champ and Dwayne Bowe?
Well, Champ is another guy that I have tremendous, tremendous respect for going all the way back to early on in his career. You know, I think he is one of, if not the elite corner in the league, and he's been that way for a long, long time. I think he's a heck of a competitor, heck of a talent, and always been a pain in the butt as whether I was a receiver coach, a coordinator, or head coach, you know, to play offense against, because, you know, he gets up every week and generally he's put in a position where he's got to cover the best guy, and you know, That's a real good player to have on your team. You know, I think that Dwayne and all our receivers have a big, big challenge this week playing the defense. I think Denver, you know, doing a terrific, terrific job playing defense and getting better every week. And they play physical and they'll cover you a bunch man-to-man when they choose to, and that's a great task for us as an offense and our receivers specifically. So, you know, anytime you're playing, you know, one of the great players in the league, you know, it's a great, great challenge.
Are you clean-shaven?
No, I'm not. You know, like I said, my grooming habits have nothing to do with our team. You know, it was something, you know, made a big deal made out of for whatever reason. I was in shock that I was asked the question, you know, the following our game on Sunday. And, you know, really it's the last things I'm worried about. I'm worried about coaching this team and trying to get them to be the best that they can be each week. And that's got to continue here for us to reach our goals.